All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? How we doing? The answer is RG3. We just have to figure out what the hell is the question? Because he thinks he should be the mentor for Deshaun Watson. I think he should stay in his lane and stay wherever he is right now. But anyway, that's for here or there. We can talk about that. But the good news is that you have the next 3 hours, The Usual Suspects, on your airwaves on ESPN 97.5, and the three of us are present and accounted for, which always makes for a better show. Nick is behind the glass. Barry and I are in studio. We are ready to go. Rockets' winning streak is over with, and all is still good in the world.
Yeah, I think that catches us up. Let's a wrap. We're good. Let's roll this all up right. And go home.
And the blitz is
coming up
on.
Next.
Yeah, it's the RG3 thing is weird because it's like, what are you going to teach him how to get hurt?
Yeah,
he can already do that on his own, bro. He don't need you to teach him how to snap his ACL.
Did you see the check side piece that's now his wife? I think because he divorced his wife and got with her. I think she was the track chick at Florida State. She has the length of her forearm rather large. His complete signature. Is that so that really? You can use it for something to forge with when you're writing names on checks or endorsing them?
That's weird.
Yeah, I saw it on the internet the other day. She was holding up her whole forearm, and the length of the forearm
is his signature.
His signature. I
would never, ever, ever, ever. I love my wife, Nora, more than anything in this world. I
can
really
see you
do.
Getting her name on your chest.
I would never, ever, 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 ever get a woman's name tattooed on my body.
It shows the love that you have for your wife.
Nope.
You should do it.
You know what shows the love? The ring I put on her finger. That shows the love. I would never.
Would you
get
Lisa? Style, right?
Would you get Lisa tattooed? Because it's pretty generic. You just find
thing,
another Lisa.
I'm anti tattoo anyway.
Good luck finding another Nora.
The only thing that I said, because I hate jewelry and I'm not a big fan. And so I told Lisa that I would tattoo Lisa in the shape of a ring around my ring finger, just because
then
I wouldn't have to wear the ring every day.
Yeah,
it annoys the hell out of me.
So you wouldn't get a Prince Albert?
No.
Do you know what that is, Nick?
No.
I don't think Nick knows that.
No, he does not.
Do you know what it is, Joel?
Yes.
It's, Nick, it's when you get your pierced.
Oh, wait, you did tell me about this before, yeah. Actually. And I answered the exact same way. I'm like, no, what
no,
are you talking
you
about?
You still know you knew what it was. See?
Yeah. Well, I forgot. I didn't remember.
I don't, yeah.
There's a bad joke in that about getting names tattooed for you,
there?
The comedian.
Yeah. Why?
It just came to mind when you said that.
Say it. Don't
What's
filter
up with
yourself.
The filter here on The Usual Suspects,
yeah,
as of late.
I know. I've been filtered.
You
know.
Too.
I know.
So a guy
I know.
Just gets
I gotta
married,
get better.
Right? A guy just gets married, and as part of the ritual, he is told he's getting married in Jamaica, and as part of the ritual, they said that when you get married, aside from exchanging rings, you have to get your wife's name tattooed on the side of your.
Okay.
Okay. So he tattoos it, and during the ceremony for the reception at the hotel, he goes to the restroom, and he ends up at a urinal next to a rather large Jamaican man, and they're kind of chatting while they're at the urinal, and he happens to look down, and he goes, "Oh, your wife's name's Wilma, too." He says, "Oh, no, man. Mine says, welcome to Jamaica, man."
Nice. See, yeah, that was good.
All right, I didn't
bad.
Know if I could
that
say
didn't
it
require
air,
a filter.
Not,
you know. Yeah, you don't need to filter that. Somebody is tweeting to us
already.
Christian Gonzalez. He said, "There's three guys trying to be y'all. They have their own tent. It says meet the usual suspects, and it's hilarious. Where is this?" And he said, "By airline." What is going on? I need a picture of this.
Yeah, we need that. This is something we need further investigation.
Copyright
and information.
Infringement.
Yeah. We're gonna send Penis Hands Drew out to go get him.
Oh, wow!
He didn't want that thought in his mind right now.
No,
I had to remind
now he's
you
gonna
that.
Be thinking about penis fries for the rest of the show.
Gross. Yeah, I want to see who these guys are. Who is out there saying they're us? What idiots would claim to be us?
Maybe he can have the cell phone. Why would you do that? Have the cell phone, and we can tell him what to say and see if we can't get some of these ass clowns to answer some questions.
Yeah. We should go interview him.
And tell him we'd like to get one of those new t-shirts.
That would be nice, right?
Yeah.
So what do you guys, did you do anything fun last night? Nick, you went to the game?
Just went to the game.
That's it?
Oh, he did more than that.
Which turned out to be,
he did a video preview with Dolores.
I did do a video preview.
He did Twitter play-by-play.
It wasn't play-by-play this time.
It was close.
Kind of.
Why do you
give him a hard time for his
tweets?
It's not
a hard time.
Yeah, he called me out on Twitter yesterday,
too. I said it was a great bit. No, I watched the video, but then I said I prefer the play-by-play better.
Nick and I did a video. Where did we do our video at?
Right outside the
Minute Maid Park.
Level. No, you did one at the Rockets game.
And we did one at the Rockets game.
That's right.
We were trying to get Jerome in that one.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
He stood us up.
Mm.
He thinks he's special.
I would have done a video with you, but I didn't get credentialed. So, it's whatever. Thanks, Rockets. Shout out to the Rockets for
that should be another denying my credential. Joel on that one.
Yeah. Shout out to the Rockets for denying my credential. Appreciate that. You guys are the real MVPs. I'll never go to a Rockets game this year. Never. In fact, I don't even want to talk Rockets on the show now. I'm done.
Did they Can't play? Do that. I was not, bragging about how nope. we talk Rockets every day on
nope.
the show.
Nope. Nope. I'm scorned. I'm angry. Why? Dolores got a credential. She doesn't even work here. But I don't get one. I don't think so, Rockets.
The good thing is it doesn't bother you.
I don't. This is. You know what's crap? This is crap. How a woman that doesn't even work at this station got a credential, and I didn't. I don't. That's. Look, I posted one video where I teased a guy.
It was one, and she never. No one forgot
never
about
let
that.
It go. I am on the Black Scorpion list.
You teased a guy.
Yeah, so I was...
You know him.
The video guy for the Rockets, the old guy that does all the videos.
He has the silver... He doesn't have it anymore, but
he
had the silver-haired
fox.
Mike that also did video, and he had like this funny face.
He's got
he has
an
white
old,
hair.
Yeah, it's on my Facebook page. He's got this old video. It's almost like... What were those old cameras? Remember, they were real big bricks? And it's got like it had a little screen on it. Oh, what were those called? I got my wife
They're
one of those.
They're not GoPros, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, but he's using a Super 8 camera. He's using one of those, but he's staring at instead of looking at who he's. You know, it was Steph Curry, by the way. So instead of recording Steph Curry and asking, he's looking at his screen, and it looks like he's just like, this thing is amazing. Like he's so like amused and confused by this fancy video device in his hand because he's pretty
Please
old.
Please don't tell me this was my longtime camera
it is.
Guy at the Rockets.
He wasn't a camera. He's not a camera guy.
I'll show you the video. Go to my Facebook.
No. He's the guy. He actually approached you
when we were at the Astros game.
Super Bowl week
at the same spot where we saw Skip Bayless.
So I posted the video of him, and I like zoomed in on it. I was like, "Man, this guy is really into this video." And then I got in trouble, and it was just
by Jenny.
A joke.
But how did she find out?
I don't know.
Got in trouble.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, she got on to me about it. She's like, "Don't be making fun of my guy." And I was like, "I'm a comedian. I make fun of everybody. Are you kidding me? I make fun of myself. I make fun of Joel. I make fun of Nick. I make fun of my wife."
You really got in trouble?
Yeah.
That surprised me from the Rockets.
So I don't know. I don't know if that's why I didn't get credentialed or not. But it was funny. Go look. It's right there. That dude. If you go to @BarryIsFunny on Facebook, you'll see it. It says
Steve. I know, what's his name? Steve Costello.
This dude is really into recording this video.
Oh my god!
And that's what I got in trouble for. He's like super into it though. But anyways,
wow.
So
super nice guy.
Yeah, I do know Steve.
So that's maybe why I didn't get credentialed. I don't know. I mean, but really, that as much crap as I talk about everyone in this town, including myself.
Don't get me started on credentials, because that one, the whole baseball thing got me all worked up.
Well, I mean, Barry Warner's better than you. What can we say?
No, Barry's looking at a lifetime history report to try and get into ball games so he can go to bed by 8, but make sure he was seen at 7. Ridiculous.
Good times.
All right, so we got a busy show.
I'm never getting one now, by the way.
I know. There's no way.
I was like, I told Nick to ask, but I blew it. There's no way I'm getting one now. And I'm all right with that.
I mean, look, the Rockets have the best PR staff in the league, and they know what to do and when, what buttons to push. And if you push the wrong button, you're going to be in trouble.
Barely so. Can't tease nobody nowadays. Man. Everybody's sensitive.
That's right. So we've got a busy show, and it's a Way Back Wednesday. If you missed it because of our grandiose ideas that we're going to be coming up with to try and get the listeners to assist in their healthy living and weight loss starting January 1st, we decided that we might make it a, shall we say, a weight-related topic in Way Back Wednesday. So if you want to play along with us, our selections are all going to be people that were a bit on the chubby side, that were performing songs. I still stayed before the year 2000. I don't know if you guys did or not.
Who is this?
Not on the Way Back Wednesday.
Yeah, this isn't. I'm not. I didn't take the first hour.
Yeah.
This guy is totally fat.
No, he's not.
He's fat. I know he's fat.
Nick screwed
this
it up.
This is my hour.
Nick's sending the guy an easy tag to the freaking drive-thru window.
This
right
isn't
now
even
to
prior to 2000. Nick's just like, you know what? Screw your rules.
I'm Nick not. Is obviously in hour number one.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Now,
as
you know
Barry
what? That's your punishment.
Look,
look.
Night.
He's
look
looking
it.
For his list. That's your punishment. No, 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 no. Your punishment is now this is your hour.
Yep. Fine.
So
done.
You've got to come up with your entire list done. Now instead of third
yeah,
hour.
You better start done. Scrambling them right now, brother, in the commercial break. And if you want to join the show, 713-780-3776, HRP listener line. You can call. You can text. You can hit us on Twitter, at Barry is funny, at the producer Nick, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We'll be back with a whole lot more. Just getting started on the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Siri.
That was on Siri. The air. Now you have to explain why you said Siri coming out the break.
Knows.
Hot.
Everybody knows.
You totally didn't
on way
say
back
hot.
Wednesday, and you did. You burned me on that.
You totally
one,
didn't say hot. To
you
bring
didn't
us back.
Say a word. Shows no, you did not.
I totally
you just said
hot.
That off air. Look how confused you are. You're so flustered right now. He's talking in our ear off air when it should be on air. He's so flustered right
hot,
now.
But I'll take the. I'm going to take the bullet for that one because everybody just heard me.
It
say
It could have been a lot worse than
cussing.
Right. Yeah, I know. That's what I was just going to say.
But everybody knows that on Way Back Wednesdays, things get a lot more twisted for you because you don't come up with the list until
no.
the show begins.
I had my list
so
last
week. So now
you
and Siri have a romantic conversation about her trying to help you out again.
Now tell everybody why you're playing the Beastie Boys and not somebody that was fat prior
well,
to 2000.
Partly because I wasn't prepared, but outside
okay.
of
partly
that.
Partly because we told you to, but also partly because.
Now don't give away.
Well, you
Joel,
said 31 year. I thought it was a 30-year anniversary of License to Ill.
Yes.
Of the Beastie Boys.
Yep.
31.
31 years.
31 years. I remember having this album. I remember at Campbell Junior High. I want to say seventh grade, maybe. And I remember when you could, it was a plane crash.
In the back of an airplane tail.
Yeah, but if you covered certain things up, it was a joint. Remember that? On the album cover?
Yes.
Yeah. So if you looked at the album cover for License to Ill, the whole thing folded out and the front of the airplane was crushed, but it was basically yeah. it was a joint. They thought they were
so
slick.
How big were they?
It was an
actually,
Easter egg. The like Beastie Boys were yeah. huge.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to say, I mean, I've always been listening to them, but I was old enough. I think they're slightly past their prime when I really started getting into them.
The Beastie Boys were one of those groups. They kind of transcended rap. You know, there was the whole Vanilla Ice era and all that when with white rappers.
Yep.
But the Beastie Boys, it was one of those groups that you didn't look at and say, well, they're a white rapper. They were just a rap group because they were that good. I mean, Run DMC used to talk about the fact that they would go on tour with them and they would just kill it. And then they would have to follow them and didn't want to. And this was back in Run DMC's heyday. So, yeah, I mean, the Beastie Boys had a significant impact, and a lot of that came from Rick Rubin as well. I mean, Rick Rubin had a huge
for
influence
sure.
on the Beastie Boys, on, you know, Def Jam in general and hip-hop, but
fair to say that, like, the Beastie Boys got it started, and to your point about saying that they weren't just a white rap group. They were just a rap group that everybody could respect and appreciate, and then Eminem, you know, same thing. They didn't judge him by being like, Vanilla Ice was just a corny white rapper.
Right.
But you could say with Eminem, right from the get-go, no one ever brought the race card into it. They just said, you know, he's damn good.
You know, and I think part of it is because people would, I mean, when you talk about white rappers, sometimes you'll hear about third base and then it'll get mentioned and stuff. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that with the Beastie Boys, they really didn't try to be anything they weren't. They were who they were. They stayed true to their rock roots, and but they still rapped. But it wasn't like they weren't trying to be hard. They weren't trying to be, you know.
They weren't trying to be lyricists, I don't think. I mean, they were more known for being the party and the fun people that they were, as opposed to.
And the reason why groups like Third Base caught heat is because they were really trying more to fit into the mold of what a hip-hop artist at the time was. And so some people didn't like that. They were just like, hey, just be yourselves. And that's probably who they were, but that wasn't received as well as a group like the Beastie Boys, who was just three dudes having fun, and they just happened to like rap music, and that's what they did. So I think that was kind of part of the difference. And Eminem was somewhere in the middle. I mean, that was his thing. You know what I mean? He wasn't trying to fit in, because obviously he was very different in what he did. But he was somewhere in between.
It was like a losing battle back then, though. Like when you're trying to be that white guy not fitting in
into
hip hop culture.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like
tell
you're
me
trying
about
to be
it.
That hip hop. Yeah, I mean it was almost a losing.
Growing, battle. I lived it. I mean, yeah. I grew up that way. So yeah, I totally understand it.
Well, the interesting thing to me is because when we look at our lists too, you were more straight rap, where I was more kind of.
Gay rap?
No.
Oh.
Hip-hop, R&B-ish.
Right. You've always been that guy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's where we both had kind of, you can delineate between the two of us. And then there's Nick, who participates once the show begins.
Randomly, whenever he wants.
Feel free to chime in whenever
you feel
like. At
the producer, Nick, if you have any suggestions.
You got some.
Still?
On the text line. Yeah. Look, LOL, help for Nick. Chubb Rock, Chunky A, Heavy D, Luther Vandross, LaVerts.
Yeah, but you
BB
guys
King,
got all those.
Fat Heavy Boys, D. Meatloaf, and Other Fat Asses. I've never heard of Other Fat Asses. Is that a ska
Lenny
band?
Also
is that a ska band? What is that?
Lenny also suggested yesterday Heart and or Winona Judd.
Yeah.
So you can get those into your mix.
Done.
It's a good look for you there.
Somebody texted the show and said, I feel like Joel liked Young Thug.
No. I don't know what that means.
Joel's like, I don't know what that means. Young Thug's like a sensitive rapper, right?
Yeah, I don't get
that. Mumble rap, and he wears, I don't know. Who was the rapper that was wearing a wedding dress?
What?
You never heard about this? There was some rapper that was wearing a wedding dress in his video with an AK-47. It's the weirdest mix.
Ricky Williams?
No,
that was the cover of Sports
Illustrated.
Was it
Ricky Williams or Dennis Rodman? I don't. Yeah, I gotta find that rapper. You know what I'm talking about, Nick?
I'm googling it. At New Age Jerk Boy.
Yeah,
is that? I don't know who that is.
Rapper. Just Google rapper wedding dress.
That's
what
I did.
Pops up.
New Age Jerk Boy.
That's him. New Age Jerk Boy wears a wedding dress in his latest video. Yep, we got to hear what that song sounds like at the break. We may have you may get another reprieve from your Way Back Wednesday. Click on the video and look at it. He's got these guns, he's got a nose earring, and he's in a wedding dress with three hoes. It's called Married to the Game. That's so weird. That's literal Married to the Game.
We're off the track.
Oh, well, yeah, what's new? Okay.
Can I ask you guys this?
Okay.
What is the North American League of Legends Championship Series?
I have no idea.
The Rockets and the Cavaliers and affiliated venture capital partners have chosen names for their North American League of Legends Championship Series franchises.
Is this like the 3-on-3 that Ice Cube tried to get going?
No,
is it that version of it? It sounds like it's a
the Rockets will
senior league.
Something to do with gambling or something, because it says the Rockets will name their team Clutch City Gaming, while the Cavaliers will adopt the 100 Thieves brand previously owned by Matthew Hag. Sources close to both the NBA teams told ESPN. The Rockets and 100
Thieves. Is this e-gaming? Yeah, NBA 2K?
I guess. And they gamble? NBA rules prevent league franchises from using NBA brands in other sports.
This must be e-gaming.
And it says the Warriors and Cavs will both participate in the NBA 2K League, which is a partnership between the NBA and Take-Two Interactive.
Yeah, so it's just e-gaming, apparently. I thought it was like maybe a senior circuit for basketball.
They're hard, those e-gamers.
They're hard?
Yeah, man. Did you see that? There was a guy last week, I sent you guys the article.
Oh,
that an e-gamer was out there bashing other e-gamers for being dirty and dishonest. And then they found out the next day he was on the internet sending D-pics and cheating on his wife, trying to capitalize on his fame. This gaming is vicious.
Is this it?
No, because I was afraid. He looks like he swears a lot. Yeah. I didn't want to. Okay. I wanted to screen it a little bit.
You could have put Sir Swears a Lot in your list.
Yeah, I could have.
Yeah. Okay, Mike Liebeschock and Cody Armstrong are now making reference to me being MC Search from third base.
Because that's never been done before.
Mike said, what's difficult is you personally as a member of third base had to go through that. No. Although it's there. I don't deny the similarity.
What was your hip-hop name again for everybody?
Boom Boom.
Boom Boom, that's what it was.
Yes.
Boom Boom.
Boom Boom.
Craig Koshkin, by the way, horrible. Was suggestion of the day on Twitter. We should have called it Weight Back Wednesday, as in weight as in heavy.
I like that.
That was a good one.
Weight Back Wednesday. I do like that.
It's one of the first valuable things that's come out of Craig's mouth in quite some time.
Somebody said Ruben Studdard, but that wasn't pre-2000, was it?
No, it wasn't. Because Lisa said the same thing to me last night. I go, it's not pre. We can't do that.
No. Can't. There's rules to this.
Yeah.
I'm
trying to remember. He wasn't pre-2000.
No.
No way. Kelly Clarkson was.
That was her weight pre-2000.
Wow, boy. See?
What
did you say? 2 days in a row now. All right, we'll continue to roll on. Plenty more of the show. Just getting started, a half hour in and 2.5 still to go. We're going to be back with a whole lot more, so you stay right where you are, right here on ESPN 97.5.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on the usual suspects, where El Jefe can talk about gay rappers all he wants, but I know that Nick was jonesing for some Blues Traveler since yesterday.
Yeah.
So he was able to get.
Wasn't this a jam back in the day? Don't act like you weren't listening to
it. Turn it up. Let me see if I've heard this.
Wait for it. Wait for it. You don't know this jam? He's looking at me with a blink. There you go. I don't know if he says
the I don't know
words.
What the hell he says. It's like the Bee Gees. You don't know the lyrics, but you know what it sounds
exactly.
like.
Exactly.
Give me the Beach Boys and free my... That's not how it goes?
No.
yeah.
Not F the Task Force either by the Clash.
Yeah, I remember this song. Ah, yeah, this one sucks. This is a terrible group.
I knew you were going to say
that. For the 85th straight week, we know who lost Way Back Wednesday.
Yeah, Nick.
Not that it's a competition.
Well, let's wait for the text line to populate.
Not only did he screw it up, he lost it. And then he plays this? You play this?
The text line's about to blow up with just positive remarks for this song.
Of all the fat artists, you went with this.
He's a big dude.
Is he?
He's massive.
You know what you should...
Or was massive.
I have one you should play.
What?
I'll tell you off air. I'll text
great
it to
radio
you.
Right now.
No, because I want to see it. Some people are going to know it, but some people won't. It's the fat Hawaiian guy that did Over the Rainbow.
Oh, you love that guy.
Oh, you love that jam.
Yeah, yes.
You've played it on this.
Yeah,
you
played it on this show before.
I forget his name. Yeah, we've talked about it before. I always forget
his
name.
Believe me, you
passed away, right?
I know.
Somebody
I'm gonna
now
get a
going
ton
to get
of
it to
text
you just
messages.
Like they told me about the whole gaming league. I didn't know what that was.
Yeah, like we got like 50 text messages right away about the gaming league. It's like, okay, nerds, calm down. My bad. Yeah,
Tina was first. She gave it to me right off the top. Did I appreciate that. I admit it. I didn't know what it was.
All right.
Chad wants to get in here. He wants to talk about the show. What's up, Chad?
What's going on, boss? You hear me?
Yeah, man. Go ahead.
All right. I don't want to lose you guys. I'm in Conroe, and I don't have the best signal in the world. What I wanted to tell you is that I know that there's different genres of shows, and I listen to 97.5 here more so than I ever have the last couple of months due to my work position, which I have a lot more free time. But one thing I have to say that was really cool about you guys, and I enjoyed listening to you, is where other shows, where people call in, they make their comments, they're very emotional about, you know, their positional things, and they say some things that aren't the most intelligent things all the time. You don't criticize them like other shows, and you kind of like build off of that, and you make it a positive spin. And I think that's really cool of y'all, and I think, like, y'all are very easy to listen to, y'all are very laid back, you have a very good demeanor. And I think that's a very, very positive thing. And y'all have a great show. And you're absolutely my favorite, without a doubt.
Dude,
man,
Chad.
We really appreciate that. That's pretty good feedback.
I was waiting for the other shoe to drop. Thanks for the call, Chad. I was waiting for it to be like, but
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We get those a lot.
Yeah. I was definitely waiting for him to be like, yeah, you guys are real nice. I mean, stupid. And you know, you suck, but you're nice. Go suck somewhere else. I was waiting for that. But
just a whole bunch of positivity in that
call. I like
it.
We're not used to
that. I wish his signal was better.
But we've always been like that. And I think we also.
Well, I mean, I have. Let's face it. You're just mean.
We all police Barry as much as possible to try and keep him to having the intern meanness carry over to listeners. But look, everybody's entitled to their opinion. That's what makes the world go around. So we don't.
I'm not used to this. I'm not used to getting the compliments. That's weird. I'm just used to all the hate text we get.
That was like 60, 90 seconds worth of compliments.
Weird. I don't know what to do with my hands now.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Well, all right. Blues Travelers was just in Houston. Great show. Did you go to that, Nick? Would you go to the Blues Travelers?
I would go, but I've never seen them perform.
Okay. Well, good for you. Somebody had a question on the text line. Are the Celtics for real? Are they really this good? And I think it's worth discussing because there's no reason they should be as good as
there's
they are.
Not.
Is Thomas on the bench still with injury?
He's playing for the Cavaliers.
Oh, my bad. What's his name? Is still on
Kyrie.
The bench.
Kyrie Irving. Yeah, he played last night.
With a mask.
He went
Zorro.
To the clear mask.
Yeah.
He was pretty funny about it, too, because he said, if my teammates want the ball, then they don't want to encourage me to wear the black mask ever again because I can only see straight forward.
Well,
and
the
only
the
thing I can
I was
see
asking.
Is
he
the
says
basket.
Peripheral vision was like terrible.
Yeah, he said saying. The only thing I could see is the basket, so that's the only thing I could focus on. I can't pass to my teammates because I can't see them because it's like blinders with the black mask. So he wore the clear one last night. They won again. They beat the Nets. Look, it's a combination of things, in my opinion. The East is still really, really bad. But at the same time, they still have a good nucleus of talent. And what surprised me the most is when Kyrie Irving went out, Hayward's already out, Al Horford goes out, and they still find ways to win. I don't think Jaylen Brown is what a lot of people think he is, but I think he's athletic as hell. I think Jason Tatum is unreal. And I was telling somebody this morning at the grocery store who was asking me about this, and I said, look, Jason Tatum is the reason why Danny Ainge didn't have to get up to number one in the draft. He knew that Philly and the Lakers were going to over-project Lonzo Ball and Markelle Fultz, and he was going to get the best player in the draft at number three, and he did.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can't. It's kind of like Wisconsin right now in college football. You can't hate on them because their schedule's weak because they didn't make the conference schedule. They did make the non-conference. So you can't hate on the Celtics for playing in a really watered-down East. But it does surprise me with all the injuries they've endured that they're playing as well as they're playing.
And not only that, I mean, you got to play the schedule that you're given, right? And there's other teams in the East that get to play the East. But the fact of the matter is they lost their first two to the Cavs and the Bucks. Yep. And since then, they've won 13 in a row. And I don't care if you're playing in the East or not. 13 in a row in the NBA is damn good.
Plus, we mentioned the East, but I do have to say, even though I said that, you know the team that's 1-2 against the East so far this year? Your Houston Rockets.
They beat the Thunder. They've beat the Spurs. I mean, you know, Knicks. They beat the Bucks. I mean, there's some decent wins on here. The Raptors, they got a win over them.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not taking anything away from them. I'm saying, you know, it's a combination of things. But, look, and I think Brad Stevens is a hell of a coach as well.
Well, because here's the thing. I'm looking, like, if you pull up ESPN's, you know, statistical leaders for the NBA, it shows you the top five in every category. Points, assists, field goal percent, steals, blocks, rebounds. The Celtics don't have anyone in the top five in any of those categories. You know what they're doing? They're playing great defense. I mean, they are number one defensively in opponents' points per games in the NBA.
And they're balanced.
That gets it done.
Scoring-wise, they're balanced, too. That's why you don't see one guy up at the top of the scoring list. But the two guys that I mentioned, the two young kids, Brown and Tatum, are both averaging 15 points a game or more. You know, and you talk from a defensive standpoint. It's really hard to believe in some regards because they lost arguably their best defender last year in Avery Bradley. But the fact of the matter is Aaron Baines is playing his ass off in the middle for them. He's strong. He's physical. He gets a lot of rebounds. And then you got guys, real good glue guys, like Marcus Smart. Yeah. Marcus Smart's never going to be an all-star.
Smart's playing well.
But almost every team in this league would love to have him.
Yeah, he's leading the team in assists. I mean, they're 22nd in points per game, fourth in rebounds, first in points allowed. So that tells you they're doing the dirty work. You know what I mean? They're doing the little things. When you're only giving up 94 a game in today's NBA, you're playing hella good defense.
Like I said, don't discount Brad Stevens.
Yeah.
That dude is one hell of a.
Because that's the thing you said. The Celtics really this good? They've been this good for a while now because of him.
Well, didn't I read Steve Kerr came out last night and said the gold standard for the future going forward in the Eastern Conference is the Boston Celtics and what they're doing right now.
You think that was a subtle dig at the Cavs too, just because of the rivalry between them?
Yeah, he was doing a charity appearance. I think today or later on. and they had some scoreboard up or something like that, and he made some flailing reference to the fact that they were better than Cleveland. And
yeah.
Yeah, so and you know, we all know Draymond's been taking shots at LeBron. So
yeah. Yeah. I wonder if Kyrie's going to come out. You know how they come out to different music? I wonder if they play Mask On, Mask Off for Kyrie. I don't know.
He hates it.
He does?
Yeah, he was the talking mask? About it.
I hate
he
that
hates
song.
It, even the clear one. And he wore the clear one. He said he'll continue to wear the clear one, like I said, for other reasons that I gave you in terms of his vision. But at the same time, it has to be annoyingly hot.
Oh, yeah, like sweaty yeah. and gross. And yeah, I couldn't. Nope.
Every time he came out of the game last night, it was off as quick as he could possibly get it off, because that just got to feel awful in a sport like basketball.
Yeah.
Man.
Clayton said, not liking Blues Travelers is such a Barry thing. I mean, whatevs. Lenny said, how much did we pay Chad? You know what, Lenny? People actually like us, okay? There are three people in this world that like this show. Yeah. And one of them called, so suck it.
And JJ's on the road, so otherwise he would have called right behind him.
That's on you.
Well, it's on me now.
That's on you. Gosh darn it, Kelly Clarkson is a national treasure. Who said anything about Kelly Clarkson today?
I did.
Oh, yeah.
And then you
yesterday
went,
we said,
and
oh,
then
yeah.
you took it to another level.
Oh, I did. That's right. My bad.
In a row.
My bad. I forgot.
It was off the scales. see what I did there?
Israel Kamakawiwolo. I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but that's the name of the big guy who passed away, by the way. So don't say any rude stuff.
Didn't
about
we
it.
Lose one of the Beastie Boys too when we were talking
yes.
about them? That's what yeah. I thought.
Yep, yep. Sure did. Nick, are you taking songs from my list?
Lil Troy.
He's not fat.
It would have been nice if you referenced our list.
Oh, he's not fat.
List.
Then how am I taking songs from your list?
Is he fat?
Yeah, he is. I just looked him up on Google Images, or he was.
Nick's like the master crammer for an exam. Nick's
in
study
him.
Hall the hour before an exam. Hasn't studied at all
yet.
I've
always been the last
man,
to study.
Lil Troy is chubby.
That's fat.
He's not fat, Nick.
If you're calling yourself fat, Lil Troy is fat.
I didn't say I'm fat now. I was fat.
When you're 184, but 174, you're not fat.
No.
184, you're fat.
No, 190, I'm fat. I'm 187 right now. Get it right. Yeah, I don't know that I would. I mean, you and I have legit fat guys on our list, and he's out here.
Yeah, and you don't even look at our list to know what we have on our list. You, what, he's
I
on
have
your list?
List right in front of me.
God, now you do.
It's a mess.
No, I've had it.
What
Siri,
a mess.
I need four more songs.
My favorite part is Barry saying I took a song from his list, and then he says, wait a second, he's not fat. That's my favorite part of this whole
Damn
situation.
Damn it, you're not supposed to catch on to that. Ugh, you make me sick.
All right, we're going to continue to roll on. Greg, we see you. We'll get to you. You want to talk a little bit about balls, and we'll get to that. And we've got a whole lot more on the agenda, including the Rockets getting their winning streak snapped last night. But they're back at it on Thursday in Phoenix. If there's something on your mind, feel free to join the show. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. You can call, you can text, you can hit us on Twitter. Back with a whole lot more right here on ESPN 97.5. High in the beans, big ball and smashing. Hey, we're back on The Usual Suspects as Barry is previewing music while we speak.
Oh,
as we're
my
both
bad.
Hard at work trying to make Nick look somewhat decent before the end of the first hour of the show.
I was looking up the song you were saying, and then I got distracted because there was a hot chick in the video, and then I started looking her up. And
I love...
I can't keep up with
and
these internet.
And then all kinds of pop-ups popped up.
Yeah, and then there was all this pop-ups and the pop-unders. And
some will call. Whatever. Some will be confused and call her Sophie Tucker, but I love the new... The new song
Dick.
By Sophie Tucker, T-U-K-K-E-R.
Yeah, it's not my fault that she can't spell, all right? Learn how to spell, Sophie.
She misspelled both her first name
yeah,
and her last
and I'm
name.
Supposed to know that it's Tucker, not Tucker.
You'll forget the it all
T-U-K-K.
When you see her. Song is Best Friend, and it's actually the song that they use in the new Apple iPhone commercial. And it's a jam. Man.
It's
I like it.
I mean, it's no Zoe, but it's I. The beat's good. The lyrics.
The beat is good.
The lyrics leave a little to be desired.
Now the lineup for your
it does sound like,
usual suspect.
It does sound like a basketball game intro type of song.
Is that really where you want to be, though, in your musical career? Be like, describe your style of music. Well, I make good sports intro songs.
Well, I mean, I don't know. If,
okay.
Yeah, well, I don't know if that's what
Chuck
their intentions
jams.
Were.
She's weird looking, too. I don't know. She looks like she doesn't know how to spell. She does. She looks like she can't spell.
She looks like she wants to say "Cash Me Outside."
She kind of does, yeah.
A little bit.
That's a weird. That's a
but
weird
it's still
vibe.
A good song.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
Everybody makes music these days.
Yeah, they do.
Without question,
Damian Lillard is a hip hop artist.
Yes, he is.
Don't be trying to sneak him into your set list either. He was not fast.
I don't think he has anything pre-2000.
No.
Yeah.
All right, before we talk about other artists in one sport trying to be artists in the music industry, Greg wants to get in here on this UCLA situation. Greg, what's up?
Hey, guys. Love the show as always. I listen every day. I got a chance to watch a little bit of the so-called press conference that these three idiots had at UCLA, and it just boggles my mind how either they're too dumb to understand what they did, or it's almost like somebody never taught them how to behave.
You've seen it. You've seen one of them's father, right?
Yeah, and I'm troubled by just this whole idea. Even though you're going to suspend these three guys indefinitely, that's great, UCLA. But what I would do besides suspend them indefinitely, I'd kick them out of class for a semester and two and say, okay, if you really want to get the message, miss a few classes for a while. If you got to study online, study online. But the one thing you got to understand is you embarrassed yourself. You embarrassed this institution. You embarrassed the United States in China because you wanted to be a bunch of knuckleheads. And it's got to stop. Somebody's got to put the brakes on these idiots and tell them they can't get away with what they're getting away with. And you know, I'm 59 years old, and I keep watching this stuff, and I go, you know, this is just too stupid.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Greg.
Look, I agree with your sentiments in anger, Greg. I don't agree on the punishment phase of things because it would just be another holiday. I mean, you know, LeVar Ball has already pulled his youngest son out of high school so he could be homeschooled so that he could work more time on basketball. I don't think he's going to give a rat's ass if he's at UCLA or not, and I don't think the kid is either. And I think that goes to your point of, you know, who's raising these kids and what kind of values are being instilled. I said to Nick in the production meeting, if it was me, I would have found a way to have those guys do, even if it was a week or two, of hard time in China while they were there and realized, because the option was if they stayed in China that they would have been on house arrest, but it would have been at like this 5-star hotel.
Hard time in China sounds like a terrible Jean-Claude Van Damme movie.
You're probably right.
It truly does.
But at the same time, I would have liked to seen these guys without mommy and daddy, and I'm sure everybody's going to come bail us out mode. I would like to have seen them try and figure out, and maybe not tell them how long they're going to be in there, and have them freak out a little bit because they need a reality check.
I'm with Greg in the sense that there needs to be something done. You have to send a much stronger message. And I feel like if this were any other circumstance where maybe it wasn't athletes that maybe benefit a sport that probably does pretty well for them financially, for the school, kick them out. You know what? Don't just suspend them. Kick them out of school.
Agreed.
Not only are you off the team, guess what? You're no longer allowed to take classes at UCLA. Go somewhere else and get your year of eligibility for the NBA. Because hold on, that's the thing. You have to play a year before you're eligible for the NBA. Go find that somewhere else. And guess what? NCAA rules, you got to take a year off to do that. That's how you punish this guy.
I was going to say, NCAA, step in and say you're banned from all Division I schools in the United States. Okay, so it's not just, oh, I can go pick another school to play for. And Barry makes a good point, because there's this kid that was going to Ohio State, and he wanted to enroll early because he wanted to get started. When Thad Matta got fired at Ohio State, he decided he wanted to transfer schools. Never played a game, never went to a practice, but he enrolled in school early. He graduated high school early, so he transfers to NC State, and the NCAA says, you got to sit out a full year because you enrolled at Ohio State. So guess what? Make them sit out. But then you know what, Barry? It's still they could get off easy, because if you take the route that Brandon Jennings and other guys have taken, instead of playing 1 year in college, they go over and play in France or Italy. They play a year professionally. That counts as their 1 year. And then they enroll in the draft, and they still don't get points.
What I don't understand is you got a guy like this that's overseas representing a university, representing the NCAA. He's obviously breaking the law. And then they're gonna, you know, who knows what they're gonna do? What was the ultimate punishment for these guys?
They're suspended indefinitely.
They're suspended indefinitely. But then you got a guy like Rob Gray, U of H basketball player, who is suspended by the NCAA for playing in a church rec league. So you're telling
this
me
summer.
You're telling me that playing in a church rec league is worthy of a suspension, just like stealing in another country is? Ooh. That is ridiculous to me. This looks like an NFL kind of shoot from the hip, whatever we can come up with kind of, you know, punishment types. This makes no sense to me.
No, and the thing is, you've got to make a statement because you're worried about recruiting.
Done.
You're worried about recruiting. You're worried about other kids that are going to come to your program or not. You think that if you do something too harsh to these kids that it might affect your recruiting. You know what? For the parents of these kids that still are in these kids' ear, it would do more if you brought the hammer down on these guys and said, look, we can get other kids to come to UCLA, and we can get quality individuals to come to UCLA. You're not going to pull this crap, and you need to go. Because I looked at the schedule. If they're going to suspend him indefinitely and it starts with Arkansas State, they don't care.
No. Here's the other thing. So what if it sends the wrong message? What do you want? So you're saying, oh, well, we want to be able to get guys that might commit a crime to recruit? I mean, who cares if guys that look at that and say, well, we don't want to play for you because you suspended a guy that committed a crime? Bye. Go play somewhere
else.
Then. That makes no sense.
You know the lawsuit that's going on right now, and you know how cutthroat all of basketball recruiting is these days in going to the levels of having guys on your staff that were paying off everybody and their mother and trying to get third parties involved just to get certain kids to come to their university and their institution. It is a dirty, mucky underground of just swamp water that is in NCAA recruiting right now. And it means something. And Steve,
but it doesn't matter. He committed a crime. He shouldn't be allowed to play.
And I'm not saying it's right because I think they should throw the book at him. And all three of them. Don't just single out one kid. All three of them did it. And it said in the article that they did it from three high-end stores and they had video proof. If the president doesn't get involved and whoever else had to get involved with this whole mess,
yeah,
they're doing 3 to 5 years hard time.
How about Trump coming out and talking mess on Twitter, too?
Yeah, that just made
me sick.
That's
just terrible.
That's so Trump.
Now here's the Lonzo Ball song, by the way.
Oh, is this the Lonzo Ball song?
Ooh. Z-O, get off. Hey, whoa, yeah, hey, whoa, let me get off.
What the hell kind of lyric was that?
I think this is the chorus.
I came this far, you know I had to get off. Ooh, ooh. Z-O, get off.
That's what a lot of people, that's the noise a lot of people make when they see the form on his jump shot.
Okay, so my initial reaction to it is it doesn't sound terrible.
No, it doesn't.
He's on beat.
There's some production value.
There's some
sure.
production value in it, and he's on beat, so those are two positives. He used the auto-tune, so that's whack. But just, I don't know, I guess I hold lyricists in high regard. I think if you're going to have a rap song, I mean, at least Shaq had some legit lyrics when he rapped. I mean, it was funny and tied in basketball. But it was good. I mean, you know what I mean? He had a flow, and he just did, ooh. Like, what the hell is that? It sounded like Rodney Dangerfield rapping the whole time. I don't know. I that was not that great.
Yeah, I'm with
it
Greg.
It wasn't as bad as I thought it would be.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a lot worse, too. I thought it was going to be really cheesy,
right.
Like, not even.
I would give it a 5.
Here's a
five
guy
out of 10.
That, though, comes out, come,
5 out of
comes
10.
Across publicly, both on the court and in media circles, as being passive. As being almost shy, and then he's got a rap song.
Well, what is that? You can't be shy
and
rap.
I'm just saying, it's just crazy. I mean, he should, if he's going to be, just attack it. He's got opportunities to really capitalize on a whole lot of publicity, and half the time he doesn't want to do interviews. He's real shy. On the court, everybody questions if he's got the drive to really be great in the NBA, but he comes right away with a decent-sounding rap song.
Okay.
I just don't see it. I see, like, split personalities.
Do you think some of it is trying to deflect, though, what his dad does, why he's that way? Because if you've seen his, like, I don't know why I ended up watching an Instagram video of him and his brothers in the car, but he's not that way. He's flamboyant. He's like that. I think he's just trying to deflect what his dad is.
That. I just have seen the Lakers stuff.
Oh. Yeah.
I've seen him be, like, the humble, calm type, and I've seen the other flamboyant type
right.
as well. I think I'm a firm believer. People... You don't change. People around you change, and that makes you change. I've always been a believer of that. And look, he's already in the NBA now. People are obviously giving him a lot more respect, whether they, you know, like the big baller brand and his father or not. I just think people around him are changing, and he's changing. I think he's going to be more and more vocal as he grows. I think it's just normal.
Somebody texted the show and said, if you're going to compare U of H players, know what you're talking about. He was suspended for someone else paying for him. Not playing in the league. Well, Keith, the article that I read never mentioned pay. It just mentioned that he played in the league. So,
and Keith, the local news stations here reported it exactly the way Barry just put it on the air, and that is he played in a church league game in the summer.
Keith must be a Rice nerd, and he's just mad at U of H. That must be what that is.
How many games did Rice win this season?
They got beat last night by a team they shouldn't have gotten beaten by if they were any good. Let's put it that way.
Meanwhile, Bailiff is not worried about his game. as the head coach of Rice University.
So that's for football. I'm talking about basketball.
Well, how many games has Rice basketball won? Well,
Rice basketball's got James Harden's guy as head coach, though. He's going to be all right. All right, we got one in the books, two to go, plenty more of the big show. Don't go anywhere. We'll continue to roll on. Lots to get to. We still got to kind of break down the Rockets as they had their winning streak snapped last night, and they're on their way to Phoenix probably as we speak, getting ready for a game Thursday in the Valley of the Sun.
I can't believe Scarface is a fat rapper.
Massive.
Wow, Nick.
I don't know if he's massive, but I Googled fat rappers, and he was one of them.
He was tight.
Look, I Googled fat rappers.
This is really getting out of hand for you, Nick.
I'm so glad your hour's over. It's just been a disaster.
How has it been a disaster?
Who's up next? Is it me or Joel? Whose hour's next?
Let the people choose.
No, we got 3 minutes. We can't. Who's up next? Me or Joel?
Go ahead.
I think we were going to have you go first.
Okay, so I'm up next. The show will get back on track now.
Right, we'll do that. That's fine. And by the way, when we were talking about the whole UCLA situation,
yeah,
throw it down, big man. Had some pretty tough comments about the whole situation last night as well.
Was he upset?
Oh, very.
Oh, God. Well, no one cares.
We know Bill Walton. All right, so we'll continue on with hour number two of the big show. Barry's going to have his Way Back Wednesday moments as he'll take you through the 2 to 3 o'clock hour, and then I'll come in and clean up and do my best.
Clean up? Greg, you think I'm going to make a mess of it?
Do my big best Greg Holland to be the closer.
Okay. I'll buy it.
And see where we go from there. Don't go anywhere. Usual Suspects. Back with a whole lot more on ESPN 97.5.